bring up anything you would like, toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You may also connect with us on Skype, as our first caller actually has already called in on Skype. We're going to get to that here shortly. You can call on Skype by connecting to username lrn.fm. You will need to send a contact request first. The reason why it's set up that way is that way nobody can just randomly call in. I want to make sure that we do have some level in case somebody's a naughty boy and we have to ban you from the Skype. Thus far, though, of all Skype calls, we've never actually had to ban anybody. So
yay. It's
been great. So feel free to contact us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm.
So no one's cussed over Skype, or that wouldn't be grounds for banning?
I don't think anyone has cussed over. No, that wouldn't be enough grounds for banning. I think you would have to be, like, a problem caller, like just somebody calling in and calling for no reason beyond just to get on the air and say F or something like that. Like somebody who's completely useless.
I mean, it's just interesting because of the Skype thing, you can ban them.
That's correct.
They could always call from
their
cell phone.
They could make a new account.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You're giving people so many ideas.
Am I? Okay. Well, it's fine. We can handle it. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Tally.
And Allie.
We're going to go to that call. His name is Matt. He's in Wisconsin. And Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Long time listener. First time Skyper, I guess.
Welcome.
Actually.
You sound great.
Okay, good deal. Say, I just want to thank you guys. You guys are great. You made me fall my way from being a bigot of conservative all the way to some type of quasi-minarchist to now a firm believer in voluntarism. But actually,
I appreciate that. We didn't make you do anything.
I did it on my own.
But you guys certainly did help. I got to ask you a couple questions. I've just been noticing some things after the years of listening to you. I just got some questions.
Sure.
About your tax evasion, without entrapping yourself at all.
Tax evasion. First of all, I don't know what that really means.
I know.
Humans
By you not paying taxes, I know you should. Yes. You shouldn't have to, you know, for sure. But
right.
By you opting out of paying taxes, I was just wondering if you worried at all. Like, I know you do a lot of civil disobedience, and you know, they couldn't get Al Capone for all the bad stuff he did, so they got him for tax evasion. So you had ever worried that, like, you go too far, and they just said, all right, we got this one last trick up our sleeve, and they throw you in a cage for being a naughty, naughty boy for
a
while.
They do like to fall back on that. Like, sometimes
right.
They, like with Al Capone, it's just an example, like, you could be doing all kinds of illegal things, but if you're not paying your taxes, then that's something that they can easily get you with, where other things are harder to prove.
Yeah, exactly. I was just wondering, I don't know, maybe Ian's got some fallbacks, I'm just not too sure, because I myself don't want any of my dollars going anywhere without my voluntary consent, but especially to bloody up children across seas or even here.
Sure.
I'm also thinking about doing such the same thing, but I got three children and a lovely wife as well.
Yep.
And
I know that Edward Snowden had a lovely girlfriend and a lovely home in Hawaii that he gave up to do the right thing. I mean, I would never tell anybody, hey, you need to give up your family and put everything on the line. I would never say
that. Yeah, that might not be the right thing.
No,
right.
I would never say that is true. But also at the same time, if you're really frustrated with being a part of the coercive system and you know, funding it, then you really it would behoove you to really look closely at this issue and what is it that you are really willing to risk, if anything at all. You asked, am I afraid? And the answer is no. There's no point in being afraid because it's just a waste of time. From my perspective, I know that by being an activist, I could be targeted. I mean, I could be somebody don't like me, they could kill me. It wouldn't be hard for them to do. If they want to beat me to a pulp, they can beat me up.
Well,
if they want to take me and put me in a cage.
So if it was the government people wanting to neutralize you, then it would, you know, if it was just some crazy hit guy, sure, that could happen to anyone, I suppose.
The Robin Hooders downtown have been threatened and, in one case, attacked by, you know, thugs.
Right, just people who are who believe in the system and they're just sort of working with this. They don't like someone standing up for themselves. It makes them uncomfortable, so they go after you.
Well, they believe the narrative by the city of Keene that these guys, the Robin Hooders, are harassing.
Right, so there's risk involved in being an activist, and obviously I don't have to take through. I could just go ahead and fill out all their damn forms and pay their taxes and all that, and then that would be one less risk off the table. Then again, of course, if you fill out one of the forms wrong, they'll go after you for that, too. So even if you are paying taxes, you're still at some level of risk of them coming after you for an audit or whatever. It's certainly not a necessarily a safe route.
Unless you make under $9,700, something around there, and that's when you don't have to file taxes.
Well, I don't think anyone has to file taxes, because I think that we're all humans, and I don't grant any other humans the ability to control me or tell me what I have to do. So
according to their own rules.
According to their rules, which, once again, we never consented to. So
the call has a point, though. It would be easy to come after someone for not paying taxes. That would be,
sure would be
really easy for them, and they could be open about coming after you.
Yeah.
Whereas if they wanted to come after you for your thoughts, and they would have to, like, prove you're guilty of something, then it'd be an expensive process and take time.
They've
if you just don't
money,
pay taxes, so they, all they have to do is call the IRS and say, what do you have on this Ian Freeman guy?
Yeah.
Well, they went after Wesley Snipes, of course. They went after Lauryn Hill, an R&B recording artist who said that she had an economic system imposed on her.
That's right.
And I totally agree with that. I mean, you know, she...
I agree with Lauryn Hill, not going after Lauryn Hill.
Right. I agree with Lauryn Hill that we have an economic system imposed on us.
Right.
So I guess my point is that, yeah, of course I could spend time in fear and I could spend time worrying about what they might do to me. But if I did that, I'd go crazy because they could do any manner of things to me, and they can do it any time they want to. If they want to kick in the front door here and raid the studio during the show and make a big deal of it, they could do that. If they want to do it in the middle of the night, they could do that too. I mean, they could do all kinds of, like, you can go down.
You're just such a great voice in the liberty movement that I just hope you have some type of fallback. I know you got something, but see,
fallback.
I got another question.
I mean,
also,
I don't know what you mean by that fallback.
I don't know. Maybe you got some just type of ideology on just you know, just planning for it to happen.
What,
like,
do you plan to do if that happens?
I guess I'll go to prison. I mean, I'm not going to run. I'm not going to you know, it's probably. If you look at Larkin Rose and other people who've gone to jail for tax.
Well, what if you,
tax,
if you tried to
taxes.
Leave the country? Would that be an option for someone?
Well, I don't have the government permission slip, so I don't know how easy it would be to leave the country, but I do have the world passport, and I don't know if that would work or not. I haven't tried it yet. So, no, I don't really think about that very much. I figure I'll cross that bridge if I come to it, and hopefully I won't. I mean, it's been almost a decade
now.
See, I don't like to think about that stuff either, but that's I think that not wanting to think about that is the reason why a lot of people just choose to pay the taxes.
Well, they're afraid. I mean, the people choose to pay the taxes because either they believe in it or they're afraid to not pay the taxes.
But it's a legitimate fear, don't you think?
Lots of fears are legitimate fears, and like I said, if you're afraid, then please don't do something that is too risky for you. Don't take that step.
If you're acting on a legitimate fear, that's not then therefore it's not irrational to act on it. If it's an illegitimate fear,
it's completely rational,
it's a phobia,
to continue doing what the gang tells you to. It's completely rational.
I don't think so. Like, do you think? I mean,
the gang could hurt
with
you.
With slaves obeying their slave masters, they're being irrational. Why don't they just
take the whipping?
No, I said
it's rational. It's rational.
Oh, it is rational.
It's rational to do what you're told, because then you don't get beaten, hopefully.
Right.
But eventually they might beat you anyway, because then they might outlaw something that you like to do, and then you won't stop doing the things that they've outlawed. And so, I don't know, just once you get to a certain point, Matt, you just don't care anymore. At least that's my my story. I just don't care. They can hurt me. They can kill me. I really don't care.
I care.
I'm in this all the way.
I hope Free Talk Live stays on the air, and I hope
you're on.
Well,
that's why Free Talk Live is. I appreciate that, and that's one of the reasons why Free Talk Live is not the Ian and Mark show. Because if I were to get hit by a bus tomorrow, Free Talk Live could continue. If they want to put me in a prison cell tomorrow, then Free Talk Live could continue. So that's also one of the reasons why we diversify the hosts on the program, because it would be really silly to make this a personality-based program.
So you have somewhat planned.
It's not a whole big. It's not a big plan, but you know, yeah. There's other people who can kind of take over. It'll be a real burden on them. I mean, it wasn't easy for Mark to take over the show when I went to jail for 2 months. It wasn't easy, but for him, it was a learning process.
Yeah.
It was a growing process. It gave the opportunity for new voices to get on the air, like Derek Jay, who's now gone on to do Peace News Now, which is a really awesome daily newscast. Maybe Peace News Now wouldn't have existed had I not gone to jail for those 2 months, to give him that open opportunity to kind of hone his skills behind a microphone.
It's
so
like
Matt,
creative
I know you,
destruction.
Right. Well, Matt, I know you had more questions. Maybe stand by if you'd like. We can bring you back for your moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Please, don't do anything that you feel uncomfortable with, but once you get fed up enough with the government hurting peaceful people, maybe you'll be too uncomfortable with that and be willing to go ahead and take some personal risk in order to achieve more liberty in your lifetime, because I just don't think begging is going to work very well.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn & Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You'd like quick access to the live streams. We've got three different size streams. There's broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, all for free for you at m, as in mobile.freetalklive.com. LEDlights.com. And LED lights seem like the thing of the future. Certainly, in my experience, I've really enjoyed using LED lights as compared to old incandescents or the fluorescents, which are supposed to last, but in my experience, they're not so great.
Not flattering either.
You mean the lighting from
yeah.
them? Yeah. So LED lights are like the next big thing, seems to me, and that's one of the reasons why I got involved with Force Field Energy. Now, we've been talking about their stock offers that are available. These guys are not selling lights to consumers, which is too bad because I want to get some LED lights, but they're selling lights to big companies, even governmental streetlight kind of installations, like major big-time installs.
Well, that's what's cool about LEDs is that you can use them small-scale or large-scale.
Right, and they save a whole lot of money. I mean, the amount of money that a company can save is significant. If it's like $10,000 a year or something in lighting costs at your company, you might be able to pay instead $2,000 to $3,000 a year for lighting. So huge savings right out the gate. And Force Field Energy actually does financing for the companies that do installs through them. So they're really, it's a special company, and it's one of the reasons why I got involved. I know Mark also is pretty excited about it. Now, of course, investments do involve risk. If you have your brokerage, your stock brokerage, you want to pick some Force Field Energy up, their stock symbol is FNRG. That's FNRG at the OTCQB exchange. And you can also get in touch with them at forcefieldenergy.com to get private placement at a discounted rate of $4 per share. So again, forcefieldenergy.com. Just click contact us and get in touch with them directly for the private placement option. That's forcefieldenergy.com. We'll go back to Skype, where we've got Matt on the line in Wisconsin. And Matt, you are back on Free Talk Live. So you brought up the question about taxes and not paying, and aren't I afraid? And there's just no point in being afraid. It's really not healthy. And I'll give you an example. There was a time when I was in the back of a police car at the Keene Police. They'd taken me to the police station. I forget which arrest this one was, but it was one of them. And I found myself going to that kind of dark place, that fear mentality. And I thought to myself, all right, is this the time where they kick the living S out of me? I'm in this parking bay. I'm all alone. And there's, this one hulking cop back there. And, that thought came into my mind. And I banished that thought because it doesn't do me any good to think that way. No, they didn't. Sure. Could they have? Yes. Is there a point in dwelling in a place like that mentally? No, absolutely not.
Well, once you're out of control of the situation, worrying about what could happen next is really just going to make you frantic.
Well, right. But you can go down that road anytime you want. I mean, you can go down the road of paranoia and fear anytime because they could always be out to get you. Even if you think that you're a law-abiding person, even if they're not out to get you, they might raid the wrong home, kick your door in, and then shoot your dog.
Well, let's say
these are all possible.
Let's say I never lock my car when I go to work, and then one night, I just don't think I no reason to fear anything's going to happen. Then one night, I go back to my car and I get inside, and this time there actually is a guy back there mm-hmm. with like a weapon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, somehow I get out of this. I'm freaking out, but then I'm like, no, there's no reason. You have to stay calm. That's the best chance of surviving. That's a rational way to view the situation. But you better believe I'm always going to lock my car if I survive that, right?
Sure, there are reasonable steps that one should take.
I would try to avoid that ever happening to me again.
Right, to protect oneself. I mean, you could have someone walk you out to your car as well as another option. So,
right.
Yeah, there are different ways to approach that. So, Matt, go ahead with further thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of projecting here, but I would assume that the spotlight for me or a common person wouldn't be too much shined upon. Because, I personally am not an activist. I am a peaceful person, though. Anyways, I had another question for you about your car, your cop cruiser. Another thing you said a while ago that I believe you have an LLC in the imaginary land of Wisconsin.
I don't have an LLC in Wisconsin, no. And the car is not mine. It's actually owned by a corporation.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Again, if you could give us, the listeners, like any little tidbit to just to not give the state anything. I was just kind of wondering, because you don't really say too much about it, or maybe, I don't know if you want to or not entrap yourself, but I was just wondering what that was all about, really.
What was all about? The fact
I mean,
that I have a police
cruiser? You have your car through a corporation. Is that for
Well, as I said, it's not my car. A corporation owns the car. I don't own the car. I'm one of the drivers of the car, but
right.
That's all.
I get it. Is this for, like, activist reasons? Like, you don't want the state to take a car in case
Well, a good reason to have a corporation own things like houses and cars is because then you've divested your own self from owning those things, and therefore, if the state or some sort of private person wants to come after you, it doesn't necessarily have to be protection from the state. Usually, one of the reasons why corporations exist, and I think they're terrible things, but they exist, and so might as well use them because the state certainly is. But one of the reasons why they exist is to protect people from liability. And so in this case, if somebody sues Ian Freeman or whatever, if they sue Free Talk Live, well, I don't own anything, so there's nothing really that they can get from me. I don't have a bunch of money. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I mean, I drive a car, and I live in a house, but I don't own those things. And so, therefore, they can't be taken directly from me in some sort of judgment in, like, a court case or something like that. Does that make
sense? Cool. Thanks for cleaning that up for me. I'll let you go. Thanks for taking my time, guys.
There's a cool website out there that I've used, and he's not advertising on the show, but I've always had good experience with him. His name's Steve. He runs a site called keepyourassets.net, and there's a lot of good info there on getting a corporation. Usually a New Mexico corporation is a good one, because in New Mexico you can get a corporation without actually putting your name on the application paper. So there's no way for the ownership of that corporation to be traced to you. Which can be very, very useful for a variety of different things. So I hope that helps. And Matt, thanks. Maybe we'll see you in New Hampshire one of these days.
Yeah. Keep it peaceful, guys.
Appreciate it. That's a good suggestion, and thank you for that. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And actually, there are people in New Hampshire within the movement who are really versed in this whole corporation stuff. So, because it's a learning curve to some extent. I can't say I know very, very much about it personally. But there are people who are very good with this, and they know the corporate stuff, and, like, you can just give them some money and they'll put your car that is in your name in a corporate name for you, basically, and kind of handle all the paperwork for you. And, you know, you're paying them for that service, but that's available too if you know the right activists. So.
It sounds like it'd be a good thing for someone who didn't want to put it all on the line.
Yeah, that's true. You would not be putting those things on the line because they wouldn't be able to trace the ownership.
And people would know that when they... It sounds like a completely voluntary way to limit your liability, because if I'm doing business with Tally's Corporation and all I can take is the assets of the corporation, then I know that when I'm going to business. But I know, like, all of Tally's wealth is on the line, then I might be, more forthcoming in that deal.
Well, you're still paying the state for the corporation, so they're taking money and providing you with protection in return for that. 855-450-FREE, you can take control of the airwaves, but it is one of the things you enter into. You consent to getting one of those things. You can take control here. More coming up. It is Free Talk Live. Pop.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Superfam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL Team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com. Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you, of course, are invited to bring up anything that you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about anything. And we do it live 7 nights per week. With me in studio, I'm Ian, and also...
And Tally.
And Allie.
All right, Allie hosts her own show. It's called ALP.
That's right.
What's that going to stand for this week?
Oh, I haven't decided. I decide on the way
to
the studio. Yeah.
So you change what ALP stands for. It originally stood for Awesome, Loving, and Positive.
Yes, that's where the original name came from, thanks to the FDL audience. They're teasing me about an ad that plays in Ellerin all the time.
And so folks can go and listen to that. You have a Facebook page.
That's right. Facebook.com/ALP podcast. And that's where we've been posting all the shows. Mm-hmm. So if you like the page, you'll get the updates and know what the next episode is going to be about. And we will be getting a website soon, too. So
that's
stay
exciting.
Tuned to know what that website is.
So, yeah, you can go and get more of Allie there. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Also, blockchain.info. If you don't yet have the blockchain app on your phone and you're into Bitcoin, you're missing out. The blockchain app is so easy to use, makes it easy to send and receive bitcoins. It's available for Android and iPhone. But if you are still totally new to Bitcoin, I was actually talking with a business owner downtown in Keene the other day. We live in Keene, New Hampshire. And there's a fair amount of Bitcoin people in the activist movement. So we've got a number of people who like the idea of Bitcoin here. And the word's gotten around to some of the vendors, I think, in town. There's a guy who runs a garden shop now who is interested in taking Bitcoin, and he was asking me all about it because he actually doesn't have any Bitcoin yet personally, so he's just heard enough buzz about Bitcoin where he's telling me, hey, you know, I want to take Bitcoin at my business. And I was, you know, I kind of told them about some of the tools that are out there to make it easy for business owners to integrate Bitcoin. You know, you can put a QR code right on your countertop and have your customers scan that with their blockchain app on their phone and pay you for the product. So, I mean, pretty exciting. And, you know, this garden center kind of store. So that's like a big deal to have a big store like that take Bitcoin. So
it seems like a lot of the people who are into the alternative currency, I just notice overlappage with people who also are into, like, having their own gardens and, you know, sort of doing their own thing in that sense, being self-sustaining. I don't think that the two are necessarily related, but I see some overlappage in those interests. Would you say so also, Tally?
I think it's great that Bitcoin's can allow you to be independent and so can have in a garden, you know?
Maybe
that's
the
connection.
State.
The total connection there, for sure. So so there's, you know, little by little, more and more business owners are getting more interested in this. So, you know, if you own a business or even if you just like to buy things, you really should check out Bitcoin. And you can go to blockchain.info and get your first Bitcoin wallet for free online there. And also, if you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, you will see that the Bitcoin tip jar now has a widget. We have the chip-in widget, the Bitcoin chip-in widget, which I'm really excited about. So it previously, when you went to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, you can go there. There's some links that you can learn more about Bitcoins at. But when you have some Bitcoins, you like to send some toward Free Talk Live, there's an address there. And now, below the address, there's an easy-to-use widget right there on the page that, you know, it's one of those things where it shows you what the goal to fundraise is, and then you click the donation button, and it makes it really simple. So thanks to the guys over at BitcoinChipIn.com for that. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. A horrifying story about Kim Jong-un's ex-lover being executed. We've got that in the news. Plus, Ali, I know that you really were hot on talking about Miley Cyrus tonight.
Not tonight necessarily on the show, but I talked about it on Facebook.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, we can talk about, well, the thing is that I know that of all the things we could be talking about, Miley Cyrus isn't the most important. But sometimes, like, if everyone wasn't talking about this, it wouldn't have gotten my attention at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to stay in the loop. So it's one of those things where you hear a lot of that there's, like, something really controversial out there, and you go and you see it, and then you wonder, like, why is this so controversial?
I like talking about pop culture myself, and it's certainly provocative. Perhaps, I think this is what Miley Cyrus wants. She'd probably prefer if we bought her album.
Yeah, probably not going to happen. I don't know. I actually haven't heard it, so I don't know how good it is or not.
I haven't heard it. It's not that good.
Yeah. Typical pop music stuff. Now, she used to be Hannah Montana.
That's right.
And you're the youngest member of the show.
I never watched Hannah Montana.
You were too old for that?
I'm a little too old for that.
You are older than she is, right? Just by a little bit.
I think she's 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, too old for you. But so this, you know, wholesome young girl has now become the tramp, right? This kind of classic Hollywood story.
So, tramp. So Hannah Montana was, you know, part of the Disney Channel TV show for younger audiences. And the album that she's promoting is through Hollywood Records, which is also owned by Disney. It's it's the next phase in your career. And it just seems like if you're going to be a top female recording artist, that you have to do something sexually provocative.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
Sort of the, like, part of the pop music scene is the, like, I think that for the girls, it's like, you know, being a little provocative is sort of part of the game, and you can, like, amp it up if you want to, if you want to sell more records.
But Mark made a good point to that, to counter that, and not everyone in pop music has to do that, right? Like,
no,
Adele.
Like, I think Taylor Swift is an example of, like, she's still considered pure in people's minds because she hasn't done anything too
certainly bloody. Hasn't gone off the deep end like some people appear to have done. But, you know, what about somebody like an Adele, who is, you know, a bigger girl, right? Like, she's not even in the same kind of weight category as these others, these wafer thin girls, and so she hasn't been slutting out or anything like that.
Yeah, okay, so I don't really know my genres of music, and I think that you're right that Adele qualifies as pop for being popular, but then I feel like as far as the, how would you describe, like, what music makes you want to do, like, what it's appropriate for, right? Like, I wouldn't play Adele at a dance party.
I see what you're saying.
You know,
oh,
but Miley Cyrus, the video that she was singing, or the music she was singing during the VMA sounded like party music, right?
Okay. So she's marketing to that particular
category.
So.
I think that's what the music's for, is for, like, right. bumping and grinding.
So what was your, overall, what do you think about this? I mean, for our listeners that don't know, there was a scene at MTV's, was it the Music Awards?
Video Music Awards.
So the Video Music Awards, where she comes out on stage. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just kind of watched little clips of it. But she comes out on stage. There's, like, dancing teddy bears, and she
has... It's very, looks like it's trying to simulate some kind of drug experience. Like, I don't know.
Well, it just seems very juvenile, right? She pops out of this large teddy bear, sticking mm-hmm. her tongue out. She's wearing this little teddy bear outfit, and there's these women that have large teddy bears on their back, and that's kind of, she's singing her
Is
top
it a
song.
Reference to something?
It, I don't know. It's like a reference to childhood for me. Right? She's seeming,
I don't know.
She's
I mean,
acting
I...
younger than she actually is, and then later with Robin Thicke, she acts much older,
mm-hmm.
I would think.
I thought that teddy bears was like some kind of like, you know, whatever. For example, like when people, I've been to a rave before, like something I didn't know about them is that people will wear like these troll beads. And to me, I associate that with childhood. But it's become like, it's like you bringing it back and it becomes cool now, like in a different way. Hmm. I thought that maybe the teddy bear thing was something like that, you know? Like
I think it's more what Tally's suggesting is that, you know, this is her growing up. You know, she's now a big girl, and
right. She's showing you the transition. Like, yeah. I'm not that little girl you thought of me anymore. Like,
now she's gonna take off all her clothes on stage and rub, you know, Robin Thicke's genitals or something like that.
Right.
Well, but who doesn't do that at the VMAs? That's like what you do with the VMAs.
Is that right?
I think that is like pretty much where the bar is as far as the performance goes.
Justin Timberlake didn't do that to anybody. You know, when he was singing and dancing, and Lady Gaga
sure?
didn't. Those are the only other performances that I watch. They didn't twerk, as the term is called.
But they did sexually provocative things, I'm sure,
they
right?
They did, but I think there's a difference with what Miley Cyrus and Robin Thicke did. Did either of you notice like a master-slave dominance relationship between the man and the woman?
Not particularly. I mean, unless you're talking about like... Was Miley the one you're supposed to be looking at? Yes.
Well, he had all his clothes on. That could be an indicator of who's in charge there. More coming up here in moments.
I think she was in charge there.
You think so? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Get more of Allie's analysis here in moments, and you're welcome to share your thoughts and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Go
got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether it's some sort of discussion, like we started the show with, a call with a question about fear and doing activism and taking risk and civil disobedience and things like that, or focusing more on a little bit of pop culture. Not for the purposes of talking about pop culture, because I really don't care about pop culture. But there are some interesting aspects to some of the controversies that do come up, and that's one of the things we're focusing on here with Allie's thoughts on the Video Music Awards controversy surrounding Miley Cyrus.
I want to know y'all's thoughts.
We'll get to that, I promise, in moments. And also, y'all, as in the callers, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Squarespace.com. Tally, you and I were talking earlier about Squarespace. You apparently have, I don't want to talk about what the project is, but you and some other activists are working on putting a project together, and you were talking about getting a website. Squarespace came up as an option, and apparently you have signed up for the free trial. Is that right?
I'm messing around with it, seeing if I like it, but it seems like for, what, $25, $28 a month, you can get a shopping cart and credit card processing taken care of, and that seems like a really good deal.
That's amazing. I haven't dug into that side of the site yet, so that's why I was interested in hearing more about how that side of things goes, because Squarespace will do regular straight-up web hosting for you. If you want to do a shopping cart kind of thing, e-commerce, they have that. And when you told me how affordable that was, I was pretty shocked with that, because the whole situation at Squarespace is also shockingly affordable. If you don't need a shopping cart or any of that stuff, you can just have web hosting for $8 a month. And the, you know, if you look when you get started with a free trial, which is what Jason has done here, or Tally has done here tonight, you can go to squarespace.com, sign up for that free trial, and as soon as you get into the site, and it's in a moment because you don't need a credit card number to get started, you just need your email address. As soon as you're into the site, you get to pick what you want for your theme, so you're presented with all these beautiful themes that, you know, there's some of them are customized for blogs, some are customized for more of a portfolio, kind of if you're an artist or photographer, you can have a more of a portfolio style site, and a variety of beautiful, just well-designed, graphically pleasing themes. And then you start up, you can just start adding content, drag and drop it right from your desktop. Squarespace makes it easy. Plus, you don't have to worry about redoing the site for mobile, because with the Squarespace themes, the mobile site's already there. Like, there's different site designs that are already plugged in. You don't have to deal with any of that. Easy to plug in all of the connections like Twitter and Facebook, social networking. Go to squarespace.com. Get started with a free account. When you're ready, it's all of $8 a month to get rolling. And you save 10% if you use discount code FTL and the number 8. That's FTL8 to save 10% at squarespace.com. You've got nothing to lose to go and start it up and get in there. And you can pretty much tweak whatever you want, right? Tell him, like, when you get the free trial account, there's not really much that's locked down as far as stuff you can't do.
I haven't dug into it too much, yeah. But the business account is actually less than I thought. It's $24 a month.
That's for credit card.
That's the business
stuff.
Thing, and you can have a store, yes.
That's amazing. So squarespace.com, check it out. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Ali, you have thoughts you want to share about the controversy of Miley Cyrus doing what so many stars have done, these young ladies basically stripping down and taking off all their clothes and sort of shedding their childhood, I guess, on stage and in front of the world. What do you think about that?
Well, I have stronger opinions about people's reaction to this, because I don't think that, like, I'm not a prude. I don't think that there's anything wrong with the female body, a girl wanting to show her body, if that's what she wants to do. I don't have any problem with that, and I don't have any problem with men lusting over the female body either. I think that's totally normal, too.
Isn't privacy different than prudishness? I mean, like, why would I want to... I don't need to see everybody naked in this world. I don't find everybody attractive, but those that I do find attractive, sure, I'd probably enjoy looking at their bodies.
Sure. Well, yeah, I think that you should be able to keep your clothes on if that's what you want, Tally.
But you would be okay with a world where people could run around Bellows Falls naked?
I think that, like, if I own a TV channel and I want to have, like, a rule where I'm like, no nudity, then I should be allowed. And if I want to have a rule where, like, everyone has to be nude on my TV channel, then that should be allowed. And they have that. You know, like, I'm poor.
They have porn channels. Oh, okay.
I
thought you were going to say there's, like, a nudist channel out there or something like that. Wouldn't surprise me. But you had mentioned the dominance in this video, Tally, and I went and I looked at it a moment ago because I hadn't actually watched the whole thing through, but I did jump to the part where the man comes out. So it's, like, 3 minutes of her dancing around with these teddy bears, and then Robin Thicke comes out, and there's only, like, a minute where he's on stage and singing and she's singing, and they interact with one another. I wouldn't say that she's dominating him, Ali, really in any way in this. I mean, he's taller than she is. He's clothed. She's not. Bends over for him.
Well,
she's
clothed, but it's a skin color.
Right. I mean, it's made to look like she's not clothed. And she bends over right in front of him. It was a very kind of a dominant position for him to be in over top of her. I wouldn't say that he was being dominated in that.
Okay, so what I think about your comments on that are that, for one thing, you're just looking at, you're just describing what the people are doing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if you would describe, I would say the same thing applies to heterosexual sex every time. You know, whatever. In most positions, it's like the guy is thrusting against the girl. Isn't that mm-hmm. really dominant? Don't you think that's dominant?
You could make an argument about that.
But then would you say that that's necessarily describes the entire relationship going on there?
I wouldn't say that. That's no.
The whole experience
is about
dominance? I
don't think that people that are having sex as a couple are necessarily thinking about that. Some people are because some people are really into it, but that is dominance and submission. But not necessarily is something that is crossing someone's mind when they're choosing a sexual position with their partner. But if you're showing a display for millions of people to watch on television, then everything is chosen very carefully.
I think she was expressing dominance in a different way than just the choreography.
How's that?
I think that him being, like, really into her and acting like someone he's turned on by is a form of dominance.
What do you think, Tally?
So, like, you a woman would have control over a man because of the way the man reacts?
Sure.
Perhaps. You know, we did watch the video during the break, and she is the one bending over in front of Robin Thicke.
Coercive sexual dominance is totally different, obviously. If she didn't act like it was consensual, I would definitely be like, this freaks me out that people would be cheering this on. But two people consensually rubbing up against each other, of course people should cheer it on if they like that, you know, if they're into it. But But when people react like, I'm so offended, that's what makes me feel like people have problems dealing with the idea of sex, the idea of women growing out of their childhood. And, like, it goes from, like, their, you know, I think of them as like a daughter to, oh, I want to have sex with this girl now.
Well,
that's weird for people, I think.
How is this presented by MTV and, you know, the performers? Was it presented as something that was dirty, nasty, sinful, or did it represent sex as something that was healthy and beautiful?
I would go with the former. What do you think, Allie?
I think it just depends on your interpretation. I get what you're saying.
You're saying that one could look at what Tally and I might see as, I don't want to put words in your mouth, as nasty. And look at that as sexually liberating.
A lot of couples think of their foreplay as something very naughty and nasty, and that's part of the appeal to them.
Mm-hmm. I think she did not look like a nice girl on stage, right? Like, she had her tongue out a lot in
this. Yeah, she wasn't necessarily playing the girl next door, but
no,
I don't think that's what she was going for.
I understand
She's going for the party girl.
She looked kind of nasty in the way that she was, you know, sticking her tongue
Maybe
out.
Maybe devious, rebellious.
Okay. You can put whatever words you want on it.
Well, we're sharing our interpretation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a public display that I really didn't care to see. It didn't do anything for me. I don't know. It's kind of sad, I think.
There's an interesting article
at
Vigilant Citizen that is fascinating. I don't know if I buy into to everything that Vigilant Citizen says about this, but he does point out that, you know, historically...
Is this Mark Dice?
No, I don't think anyone knows who Vigilant Citizen is.
Okay.
Vigilant Citizen does point out the... kind of a point I made earlier about how the man in this case is fully clothed. And you know, if you look at sex slaves, for instance, it's likely to be the case that the man will be clothed with a, you know, sex slave being naked to show his dominance in that situation. I think it's pretty clear that she wasn't dominating him here. And everything is selected. You know, these choreographed moves are not just thrown together 5 minutes before they go out on the stage. They are practicing these. Somebody has put this this together, and they had certain rationale for it.
She probably had a dance instructor that helped her on her twerk.
she probably
practiced that a lot. 855, I don't imagine you get the twerk right the first time you try it. But,
tell me about it.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, are you saying this was empowering for...
Twerk off, we're going to have a twerk off.
Allie, are you saying this was an empowering act for Miley Cyrus?
I think it depends on how she interprets it. Probably not, based on how people have treated her about it.
We'll come back with more here at 855-450-FREE, but does whether you're empowered or not have anything to do with what other people think? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
When a zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, the Thalumite. How about $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $3.99. Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Elisa studio monitors, just $49 a pair. That's just $49 for a pair of studio monitors with a bass so powerful, you'll feel like an angry kangaroo is jumping on your chest, in a good way. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.